Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
114-113. The Cavs survive in San Antonio and take down
the Spurs that are really devoid of talent tonight. Wasn't a great showing from the Cavs in the fourth quarter. Wasn't a great showing from the Cavs in the second half. You had a great first half to offset it, so it's okay. It's all right. It's a good feeling. You hang on. 114-113. The Cavs 62-15, helping increase their lead in the East. They're at least maintaining it at the very least, but you're maintaining it. The Celtics took down the Suns tonight by 20. But it's all right. That's fine, because the magic number is down to one, and that's a very good feeling. We're going to get to your calls coming up here in a little bit at 216-474-0092, but let's get to our instant reaction from the game with 3-and-out.
Post-game reaction on The Fan starts now. It's time for 3-and-out. Overtime with Jake Vulnick, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
All right, let's kick things off here. First down, the struggles for the Cavs are not entirely over. If you are looking at the Cavs to really put their foot on the gas, take it to San Antonio, you got a first half that made it feel like that was going to be reality. I mean, they were up by, close to 20 at one point, if that had eclipsed it. I hadn't seen that at any point, but they might have gotten close. I saw as high as 17. But you go down the stretch, you get into the second half, and this team did the opposite of what they did against the Knicks on Wednesday, which was play a bad first half and then a good second half. Today, they played a good first half and a bad second half. I thought they'd have their foot on the throw. They would just go and close this thing out and make sure that they're all good. Tonight was the scare. I don't think that the entirety of the struggles are over. I think that you have maybe a little bit left in there. It's not that I think they're going to struggle into the playoffs, but if you're looking for the team to be dominant for the end of the regular season, tonight was more of an indicator that they might not live up to those hopes. So you can still begin to at least be a little scared on that front. All right, let's get to second down. Jared Allen not playing the second half feels like something I should have known, right? You play 16 minutes in the first half. It's like, oh, Jared, relatively slow night. He finished going through. Jared had 4 points and 4 boards in the first half with 3 assists. Good on him. But you looked at it and you're like, oh, it's a decent first half. We've seen Jared Allen really turn it up in some of these fourth quarters. Could be a big second half. No real dominant big men with Wemby out. So you're like, yeah, if your biggest options you're going up against are like Bismack Biyombo and maybe Julian Champagne? Like, there's not a ton there. A couple of guys off the bench that you just don't have as premier names in the NBA. Yeah. I feel like I should have known that that was an organizational decision, a compromise. All Jarrett wanted to do was go through and made sure that at the end of the year it said 82 games played. He's trying to show that he's an everyday type of player, but it was their compromise because the Cavs wanted him to take a rest. And they're like, well, at least sit out the second half. I feel like that's something I should have known. I feel like that's something that impacts the way that the Cavs are going to play and coming out. All I get is a random tweet coming through from Fedor and other reporters alike, being like, yeah, he's not playing. He's not playing, and they came to this conclusion before the game had started that this was going to be. It's the Cam Ward situation all over again. Go play the first half, don't play after. Although, actually kind of for the same thing. Cam Ward wanted to set a record. Jared Allen wants to prove a point that he's going to play in every single game. I don't love that. I don't know about it.
either way, Evan Mobley stepped up big tonight. So with that, let's go from second down over to third down. Which takes us to Evan Mobley, and the reaction that I can come from to tonight's game is the fact that Evan Mobley can still take over. All right, I don't know that I ever had a doubt, but going into the playoffs, him needing to be an X factor, needing to be a difference maker, a true game changer, I needed to see Evan Mobley do something. Again, I don't need to see it right now, but if I have fear that you can't take over, and I don't know that you can take over against some of the better teams, although you did against Boston last year without Donovan Mitchell on the floor. But like tonight, he was immaculate. Coming off of a night where he didn't play all that well, tonight he was insane. He drops 25 on 10 of 13 shooting, hits 4 of 6 from 3, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. He was all over the place, playing out of his mind. Like, when people say Evan Mobley's not a superstar, you can take a screenshot of this game and I can show you. Like, give me this box score. Give me this box score to display to people and be like, yeah, you tell me Evan Mobley's not a superstar. Doing the things that he's doing efficiently in winning basketball, barely, but in winning basketball, that's a superstar to me. Maybe not a superstar, it's a star. At the very least, it's a star. You have to give him his credit where it's due. Evan Mobley, absolutely absurd tonight, on top of his game. And with that, let's punt the ball. Cavs improve to 62-15. And they only have a handful of games left. It's now we're closing in at the end of the season. You got 5 games to go. We're down to 5 games. I think it's Kings, Bulls. And then you go the Pacers, Knicks, Pacers stretch. And the Kings are the next one on. You're going to be taking them on Sunday at 6 p.m. And you'll be back in Rocket Mortgage, or Rocket Arena, excuse me. You'll be back where it counts. You'll be back at home looking to get back on track. And hopefully the Cavs are able to go through and do so as they get home. You're taking on the Kings, 37-40, currently sitting as the 10 seed in the West, which means basically all that it is, not a big game for the Cavs. Every game is a big game for the Sacramento Kings. So you're probably going to get their best. And I don't know that I'm sitting up there in any way scared, right? I'm not scared of the Kings, but if you're looking for a win in this game, these are the type of teams that you watch out for. But the Kings are on a very bad run. They're 3-7 in their last 10. It's not a pretty sight. You can still win this one. A chance, though, on Sunday at 6 against the Kings in Rocket Arena to clinch the one seed. Feels like a big moment. That feels like one I'd love for you to go and you strike at. Please, I cross my fingers. I hope. I don't beg, but I hope. Get it done there. It'll feel nice. It'll be a good change. You'll actually be able to just celebrate on your home floor. You'd be able to do it again if you did it the next night coming up on Tuesday against the Bulls as well. Back-to-back home games. I need to see you clinch it in that span. All right. 216-474-0092. I want to get your calls, your reaction from the game. Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Ken. He's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Ken?
Had him all the way.
Yeah, no doubt, right? We go from up 17 to then just biting your fingernails, being like, okay, this one might slip.
Well, they outscored us by 16 in the second half.
Yeah.
And, the one thing that I don't like here is that we're playing games, literally. And I don't like this idea, the whole rest thing, you know how I feel about it.
Right.
You want to play this type of junk after you've solidified the one. Okay, you got it down to one. It's not the point. It's not over. Okay? You need to take care of your business first and quit screwing around. And you saw what happened tonight. Okay? J.H. should have played all day and all day on Sunday. And then, like I said, you want to give guys a day off, fine, but not until then. And by the way, Oak City also lost tonight.
So you're getting closer in the overall standings for the one seed, which you're,
The problem is, though, Jake, they've got a pretty easy schedule after this. And, I don't think they're going to give that up, but, Houston took care of them pretty good tonight. I was going back and forth with that game. But I just don't like, take, as I said, take care of your business, and then you can do whatever you want. Or, you know, you go after the overall number one record, but not until then. When it's not in reach anymore, then I think you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, even if, like for me, even if you locked up the one seed in the East, like that would be enough to be like, okay, if you don't want to go within the final five games and you're now two games back from the Thunder after tonight, they have an easy schedule. If you don't want to go for the one seed overall, that's not your focus, and your focus is to get right, get healthy. We'll worry about game seven of the finals. If we get to game seven of the finals, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Well, the only other thing I want to say is this. You know, I've watched enough Oak City games, and you know, they've got literally two bigs. That's it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that they do, basically, is they're fouling literally on every single play. They're handsy. They're nailing you. They're all over you. And they can't call fouls every play. And that's the one thing that some team is, you know, gotta come up with a way that they can get through that. I mean, like I said, Houston, you know, I don't think Houston is a team that anybody should take lightly. We had trouble with Houston. We lost both games of a crazy scheduling situation there. But Houston's a doggone good team. And they've got size, and they can shoot. And it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest with you, if Houston could take OKC out.
Yeah, I mean, that Houston team is definitely good. Are they still the two seed? I think they're still the two seed in the West.
I think they've got a shot, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't think, you know, like I said, it comes, I know the game is played differently, like it slows down in the playoffs and everything, but still, I think that nobody better look away from Houston because I think they got a shot.
I appreciate it. We're up against it, so I got to let you go. Yep. Thanks. Listen, you got to close it out. I don't have the biggest deal with resting players. I know that Ken doesn't like it. I would like you to finish this thing off. It's going to be against the Kings or the Bulls at home. You should be able to get it done against one of those teams. And if not, there's a little feel there. Pacers, Knicks, Pacers. I feel like you can take care of the Knicks. No offense to Dom, who's a Knicks fan. But
come on.
They haven't won a game against us. And none of them have been particularly close out of those three.
Yeah, well,
yep, that sounds about right. Leave it there. But, like, the series, the schedule for the Celtics right now, it's Wizards, Knicks, Magic, double against the Hornets, a back-to-back. That's pretty easy. Like, that's not that difficult of a schedule. So they could go perfect from here on out. You got to just take care of one of these easy ones coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.